Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in Mishle, based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Gaon Rav Moshe Zatzal. And this year should be a special for Omer Amras Yichyu, L'schus Refuas, Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, L'schus Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Ben Rav Meir Alevi, Rav Meir Alevi Ben Sara, Bracha Batzlach Bochamase Yada, Moshe Rebesh and Raisa Moshe Mordechai. In the previous shiur, we discussed the Midah of Kavod. The Bria was created. The Bria that was created corresponding to the Midah of Kavod in the world is Adam. Adam corresponds to Kavod. Because it is only from man from whom Kavod Shemayim emerges, or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. The Maharal and the Derech Chaim Chelek Gimel Mishneh Yudalid teaches that the person was the only one created upright. Animals are on all fours. Man is upright. Man has a shining face. You never see your cow. You say, "Wow, that's mamish ha'aras panim." But people have a ziv panim, and people have a koyma zekufa. Yaakov Avinu was the Adam Hashalem. He was the Tom. He was Megale. This midah in the world. And on him, the pasuk, the Gemara says in Baba Metziah, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Shufrei di Yankev Avinu Me'ein Shufrei de Adam Harishon. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu was similar to the beauty of Adam Harishon. The toichen, the content of the Gilui HaKavod, is that the chitzon, the external, is megale that there is a pnimius. The pnimius shines to the outside. That's what kavod is. That you have this external expression of something deeper. Or light and kavod are the same thing. The urim kabdu Hashem, with lights honor Hashem, it says in the pasuk. The ha'oretz he'iro michvoidoi. Yecheskel 43:2, and the light shone, the earth shone from his honor. So kavod relates to light. That's what's meyuchad b'ziv panov shel odom. That's the light of a person. The chitzonius of a person is megalius pnimius. When we give kavod, we're showing in a chitzoni way, an external way, that there's pnimius to this person. And the person himself, his ziv panim, the shine of his face, is megala, that inside there's something very special. You see the opposite, that when people are empty inside, they're impure inside, that also shows up in their face. People who can read faces know this. So this gilui, like the Tolna Rebbe once said, that shlita, that it's pashut, you look at a person's face, you could see, is he sham or b'tar or is he not? You could see it on the person's face, where his thoughts are, what he's looking at. So that's a gilui of kavod. The other midos we spoke about in the previous shir, chesed v'yira, are shayach even in Baalei Chaim. But the midah of kavod is only shayach to a person. Even by malachim, it's not shayach to talk about kavod because they're shluchim. And that's also the reason the only person is the only one who wears clothing. Because his pnimius has to be covered by a levush, and the levush is supposed to be megale, his pnimius, but there's a pnimius there that has to be covered up. Even malachim don't have levush. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmoy kiviyachol has a levush. Hashem malach geus lavesh. In the Gro, in Mishle 15:33, 25:2, it's brought that kavod is bigematria lamid beis, 32. The Torah opens up with a beis, bereshis, and concludes with a lamid, le'inei kol Yisroel, with a lamid. 32 times, that's lev. 32 times it says Shem Elokim in Maise Bereshis. There are also 32 pathways of Chochmah, like we find in the Sefer HaYitzira. 22 Oisiyos and 10 numbers. And these are the Derech to reach the Islamic Beis Nesibis HaChochmah, are the way to reach the Tachlis of the world. What's the Tachlis of the world? Shehakol Boro Lichvoidoi. Rashi Ksubis Chesam Aleph. אבל שהכל בורא לכבודו אינו מן הסדר, אלא להסיפה שעום הנאספים שם לגמור חסד, זכר לחסדי המקום, שנוהג עם אודם הראשון שנעשה לו שישבין ונסעסק בוי, והסיפה זו כובד המקום היא, וברוכה זו לכך נסקנה, ומשעס הסיפה היא ראויה לבורך, אלא מכיוון שיש ברוכה על הכוס יזקיקו לסדרו אולוב. Rashi says that HaKol Borei L'Chvodo doesn't really belong in the Shevet Brachos, but it's for the gathering of the people who have gathered there to be Goymel Chesed. In memory of the Chasdei HaMakom, that he was Noah with Adam HaRishon, that he was Adam HaRishon's best man, so to speak. And he was Misasik, he was involving himself with Adam HaRishon. And this HaSeifos covered HaMakom, this gathering here. And that's why you have this bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misasek with Adam. He did a chesed with Ofer Adam. And now we're all gathering the Kavod HaMakom. And since we're all gathering the Kavod HaMakom, we make this bracha of Shakol Baruch L'Chvodo, Rashi says, and we're misadir the bracha ala kois. It says in the Gemara, Sukkah memtesam ad beis higid lecha odam ma toiv u ma Hashem doiresh mimcha ki im asois mishpot v'yahavas chesed v'hatznei aleches im elokecha. Asois mishpot ze hadin v'yahavas chesed zoi gemilus chasodim v'hatznei aleches im elokecha zoi haitzoas hameis v'achnosas kalo lachupe. It says in the Gemara, based on the pasuk in Micah, as they call it, I will tell you, man, what's good and what God demands of you. You should do judgment, love chesed, and walk humbly with God. Mishpat is din. Ahavas chesed is gemilus chasodim. Hatznei aleches im elokecha is hoitzoas hameis ve'achnosas kala. The Maharal in the Nesiv Atznius explains this Gemara as follows, that din and gemilus chasodim are the avos hamidos of ahava and yira. Yira is din, gemilus chasodim is ahava. Hatznei aleches is kavod. Biur advarim, kavod sheyach lechelek hanistar shebeadam. Kavod relates to what's hidden in man. A revealed thing is not mechubed. Uveheicholoi shteitin tehillim, kulo oimer kavod. Tehillim 29:9. And in his sanctuary, it all says honor. Honor is something hidden. Mane michubdasai, my clothing is what honors me. Shabbos 113a. Kavod means more than what we said. Yoiser mimashi amarnu kasuf kan. There's a lot more than what you see. What you see is not what you get. There's a lot more to it. It is showing you what's deeper inside in an external way. That's the tznius. Tznius is you're hiding. There's a lot more there. That's kovet. That's the modesty that you're hiding. There's more. There's more tzidkus there. An adam chubid is a person. His midos are mustarois. His midos are hidden. Just there's a mahalach of chochmas adam toir ponov. Yesh gilui bachitzon al midotav amutznaot. There is this external expression of his hidden midos. Chochmas Odom Toir Ponov. The wisdom of a person shines his face. The Gilui of Kovid is not Mafkia, the Pnim, from being Pnim. Kovid is a Gilui that there's something hidden in a person, something deeper. That's Kovid. So the Pnimius is still Pnimius, and the Kovod is Megala that there's a Pnimius there. Midas Yaakov is Neuro, Elokei Avram, Yitzchok, V'yankiv, Kenegedze, Avram, Hagodol, Yitzchok, Hagibor, Yaakov, HaNeuro, Yaakov, Midas Neuro, Yira, Oisio, Isri'iya. But Neuro, we have two things. Number one, Yira, something distant from a person that he can't chap, he can't become shayich to. And number two, Ri'iya, which is a Tfisa, that a person has a perception of this matter. That's the inyan of kavod. kavod is being megala a little bit of the kavod that's still hidden. So you have your yira, that's something distant. There's still something distant, but then re'iya, you are toifei some of it. Yoiser mimashi amarnu kasuv kan, like we said before. The kavod is misgale, like the Gemara says. Ve'atzne alecha sim eloikecho hoitzoas hameis ve'achnosis kala lachope. Kavod is misgale behalvoyas hameisu ve'achnosis kala. The whole inyan of halvoyas hameis is kavod abriyos nesinas kavod laadam. Inyan achnosis kala hu gemilus chesed miyuchad im etzem tsuras haadam. When you go to a funeral, the espedim is kavod abrius, giving a person kavod. Achnasis kala is a special chesed with the tsuras adam. You stand the person up in his true tsura, that he's a yachid bebriya. Inyan hamalchus shebenesuin hu she'adam b'matzavo yachid ve'echad ba'olam v'lachein hakol chayavim lakachas chelek b'simchasoi sheken yichiduso inoigas lekol echad ve'echad. The union of Malchus in his sum is that a person is unique, and therefore everybody has to take part in his simcha, because his yechidus is nogeh to everybody. Because he's a melech on the whole bria in his unique way. That's why, again, atznei alecha sim Hashem elokecha, that's how itzoas hameis ve'achnos es kala. That's the itzoas hameis when you show this tzina, which is covered, the hidden covered in the person, that there's something a lot more there than what we saw. And then there's the achnosis kala, which is when you're being mesameh chosin v'kala, you're showing that there's something very special, very unique. Chosin doim el ha-melech. Shenasis eloi shashvinin, shoshvin, as we saw before in Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Adam Rishon's best man, kiviyachol. And this was done before by Viviyeh el ha-Adam, when it says that he brought chavah to man. U'biyur ha-inyun, malchus ha-Adam amura b'kivshuha. ובחזל איש דרכוי לכבוש וברשי כתפארס אדם לשבס בייס יאיש שתפארס לבילה מלכוס האדם is כבשוה, that we have to conquer the earth. חזל, man's דרך is to be כבש. רשי כתפארס אדם לשבס בייס, that is the woman who is the glory of her husband. רשי in Yeshaya 44:13. In some of the editions. Tiferes is covered. It emerges then that the Gilui Kvoidu Shel Adam, Shleimus Surasoi, is accomplished with Vaviyeh El Adam, when Chava was brought to man. Ki Tiferes, the covered of a man, Loshev is Bayis, that's the woman who is the covered of her husband, the Tiferes of her Baal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Chava to Adam, that's his covered, that's his glory. In this way, he, man is shoylet on the world, his true covet is shown. That's the biur of Rashi. Brocha zecher lechazdei hamakom. That's the Rashi we saw in Ksubis. We make this brocha of shalkol borel lechvoidoi. There's a gilui of covet shemayim. Al yidei shecholak mekvoidoi lebosor v'dam. Because at the wedding, man, God is giving of his covet to bosor v'dam. Because man is being given a wife, which is Tiferes Adam Lashev is bayis. Hiya isha she tiferes lebayla. That's the woman who's the glory of her husband. That's the covet. So we're giving covet to Hashem at the time when he gives covet to his bruin. The true covet is when the mechuvet, with all of his covet, gives it to someone else. Melech, asher melachim im kol toikif malchusam nechnoim lefanav, zeu covet, a king that all the other kings subordinate themselves to, that's true covet. So a king gives away from his covet and gives it to someone else. This was by Shlomo and the other kings came to him. Sus v'rochmo roma v'yom, we say every day in davening, in Oz Yashir. The horse and its rider were thrown in the sea, Rashi. Shneim kshurim ze baze, v'hamayim malim oisim l'rum, u'miridim oisim l'oimek v'einam nefrodim. They're both connected to each other, the sus and the roichet, and the water brings them up high and then down, and they don't separate. The big chiddush in this inyan is that Paroi was defeated with all of his power and all of his glory at the height of his strength. With the 10 makas, he was lowered, but the complete nitzachon was by Kriyas Yamsuf, when Paroi, with all of his toikef, with all of his tiferes, with all of his gvura, Roma bayom. The reisha of the pasuk is kigoi go. V'talmugumoi geya al geyim. Zehu inyan sus v'rochvoi Roma bayom. That God is higher than the highest. Paro was high. Paro had his tiferes. Paro had his gvura. Goi go. He had his geus. And with that, with his geus, he was thrown into the sea, together with his horse, with his power. Like it says in the verse in Ovadia, chapter 1, verse 4, Im tagbia kanesher vim ben koichovim sim kinecho, misham oiritcho ne'um Hashem. If you elevate yourself like an eagle, and you put your nest among the stars, from there I will lower you, said the Lord. Lefnei Baal, as high as you go, there's only one true high one. Lefnei Baal Tzifon, Nechocho Tachanu Alayon. Rashi, Hu Nishar Mikol Elohei Mitzrayim Kedei La'atoysam. So of all the gods of Egypt, Baal Tzifon remain. Sheyoim Rukoshi Yirosam. That people should make a mistake and say, ooh, look at their God, look at how stark he is. And on that, Eov said, Mashki Lagoyim V'yoivdeim. God makes the Gentiles great. As we say in the modern parlance, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Yesh mahalach shel havol siyag tul is mahalach of making them great, and then you have the gilui of the kavod amiti of goy go. When the highest level of kavod, the people who reach the highest level of kavod, they give kavod to the one who truly deserves kavod. It's well known, akulva b'shem ha'alta mislabotke, that if you would take away all of a person's kavod, every last ounce, and he'd be convinced he's nothing, he would die on the spot. Because etzem ha'adam hu kavodei. So we have a lot more to say on this topic. Amirat Hashem, we will continue onwards in our Shi'urim Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. And I thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.